As I went forth one summer's day to view the meadows fresh and gay, a pleasant bower I espied, standing hard by a river's knee. And it I heard a maiden cry, "Alas, there's none e'er loved like I." I couched close to hear her moan, with many a heavy groan, and wished that I had been the wight that might have bred her heart's delight. But there were all the words that she did still repeat, "None loves like me." Then round the meadows she did walk, catching each flower by the stalk, such as within the meadows grew, as dead man's thumb and harebell blue. And as she plucked them, still cried she, "Alas, there's none e'er loved like me." A bed therein she made to lie, of fine green things that grew fast by, of poplars and of willow leaves, of sycamore and flaggy sheaves. And as she plucked them, still cried she, "Alas, there's none e'er loved like me." The little lark foot she'd not pass, nor yet the flowers of three-leaved grass, with milkmaid's honeysuckle's phrase, the crows for nor the yellow craze. And as she plucked them, still cried she, "Alas, there's none e'er loved like me." The pretty daisy which doth show her love to Phoebus bred her woe, who loves to see his cheerful face, and mourns when he is not in place. "Alack, alack, alack," quoth she, "there's none that ever loved like me." The flowers of the sweetest rent, she bound them round with knotted bent, and as she laid them still in bands, she wept, she wailed, and wrung her hands. "Alas, alas, alas," quoth she, "there's none that ever loved like me." "False man," quoth she, "forgive thee, heaven, as I do with my sins forgiven. In blessed Elysium I shall sleep, when thou with perjured souls shall weep, who when they lived did like to thee, that loved their loves as thou dost me." When she had filled her apron full of such sweet flowers as she could cull, the green leaves served her for a bed, the flowers pillows for her head. Then down she lay, ne'er more did speak. Alas, with love her heart did break. When I had seen this virgin's end, I sorrowed as became a friend, and wept to see that such a maid should be by faithless love betrayed. But woe, I fear, will come to thee, that was not true in love as she. The birds did cease their harmony, the harmless lambs did seem to cry, the flowers they did hang their head, the flower of maidens being dead. Whole life by death is now set free, and none did love more dear than she. The bubbling brooks did seem to moan, and echo from the vales did groan. Diana's nymphs did ring her knell, and to their queens the same did tell, who vowed by her chastity that none would take revenge but she. When as I saw her corpse were cold, I to her lover went and told what chance unto this maid befell, who said, I'm glad she sped so well. Dost think that I so fond would be to love no maid but only she? I was not made for one alone. I take delight to hear them moan. When one is gone, I will have more. That man is rich that hath most store. I bondage hate, I must live free, and not be tied to such as she. O sir, remember then, quoth I, the power of heaven's all-seeing eye, who do remember vows forgot, though you deny you know it not. Call to your mind this maiden free, the which was wronged by none but thee. Quoth he, I have a love more fair, besides she is her father's heir. A bonny lass doth please my mind, that unto me is wondrous kind. Her will I love, and none but she, who still shall welcome be to me. False-minded man that so would prove, disloyal to thy dearest love, who at her death for thee did pray, and wished the many a happy day. I would my love would love but me, even half so well as she loved thee. Fair maidens will example take, young men will curse thee for her sake. They'll stop their ears unto our plaints, and call us devils seeming saints. They'll say today that we are kind, tomorrow of another mind.